And now history on the widescreen. The Hungarian film Fateless is set against the Holocaust and takes place in part in concentration camps. The movie is based on the autobiographical novel by Nobel Prize winner Imre Kertész. Like the book, it's a coming-of-age tale of one boy, his first job and love, and his rebellion against authority. Susan Stone reports on the translation from book to film.
Fateless is an epic film woven together from small details. It opens and closes with a variation on the same image. A boy crosses a windswept square in Budapest. As he walks towards us, he casually smooths down his billowing coat. There is a yellow star pinned to his lapel.
Ma nem mentem iskolába, azaz mentem, de csak hogy hazakéreckedjem az osztályfőnökömtől.
Judy Kovács is not in school today because his father has been called up for forced labor. It's 1944 and Hungary is turning against its Jews. 14-year-old Judy's parents must sell their business and valuables. His days of school and card games with the lovely neighbor girl are over. But this time of upheaval is not presented as overly ominous or melodramatic. Instead, the focus is on Judy. And rightly so, says the film's director, Lajos Koltoy.
You need a character, you need a hero to fall in love, and then you want to follow his life. That's a secret for the cinema. So you go after him and you want to see his next day, next hour, next minute, and the next month. That's what we do. We go with him. We don't think about Holocaust yet. We just go with a human being because he's having an interesting story, having a great face. I want to know his future.
One day, Judy is removed from a bus with no idea what will happen next. It's presented almost like the beginning of an adventure. Then he's deported to Auschwitz, then Buchenwald. On the way, he decides to accept what he calls the secret of his universe, that anything can happen at any time, including death. He's become fateless, Koltoy says.
What this means to be fateless, to me, for us, I mean for Imre and me, to be fateless means when somebody takes you from the bus and forces you for a totally different fate.
It's a world few today can understand, and much the same world that writer Imre Kertész lived through. He struggled 10 years to find a language to explain an experience that seemed to have no logic.
I want to find a language which describes this state which is also in the title, fatelessness. And it was very, very difficult, but it was the main point of the novel that to have this language and these preconditions of the language in that radical way throughout the whole novel. Because the language and these preconditions develop their own logic, which is different from the common everyday knowledge logic, which, you know, from everyday life, this is the logic of the camp and a logic which is being developed also by the hero in order to survive the camp.
Kertész brought his analytical step-by-step approach to the screenplay he wrote for Fateless. He asked Koltoy to tell the story without flashbacks or archive tape. Koltoy even shot the film chronologically. It's a story that some have called unfilmable because of its unsentimental treatment of one of the worst times in history.
Well, I wouldn't have thought it was possible, and I thought that they did make a first-rate movie out of this.
Jim Hoberman is senior film critic for The Village Voice and an admirer of Fateless, first the book and now the movie. It's Koltoy's first film as a director. He made his name as a cinematographer on films such as Being Julia and Milena.
The director, Lajos Koltoy, had to look for a kind of visual equivalent to the way that Jury would be experiencing the world, and one of the ways he did that was by, in a way, sweetening the image, which is a little jarring. I happen to think that it was successful.
The director's visual palette melts from the warm golden tones of Budapest family life to the greeny grays used for the most painful, desperate moments. In one scene, men in striped uniforms stand in lines, swaying in exhaustion like branches in the wind. In another, Judy and a group of boys arrive at Auschwitz, after a grueling train journey. The color is already beginning to bleach from the scene as a waxen-faced German officer questions his age.
Wie alt bist du?
16.
He's been told by the other prisoners to say he's older than he is, and the lie saves his life. He runs to join his friends, and the boys congratulate each other, as if they've made it onto a sports team rather than off a death list. This is not your typical Holocaust film, says Jim Hoberman.
The triumph of the film, in my opinion, is to be able to make these events very present for the spectator. And I think that's extremely difficult, given the fact that for some people, certainly, the material is familiar, and that we understand this kid's fate, even if he doesn't.
Though many critics have praised the film, Fateless was overlooked by the Golden Globes and the Oscar nominations. But people are going to see the movie, even in limited release. Especially telling is the response in director Lajos Koltai's home country. Hungary, he says, has never completely come to terms with its role in World War II. Now millions are confronting it in his film.
So we broke the numbers in Hungary. We are the highest number of the audience. And the teenagers went back 2-3 times to see it because they just find a hero first. They find a fate which can happen with them anytime today, everywhere in the world. That's my very sad message.
In the film, the young hero Juri offers another. He says there's nothing too unimaginable to endure. For NPR News, I'm Susan Stone.